With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. GOP-led Senate rejecting the latest Democratic attempt to halt the war. Now, the Senate has turned aside a resolution that would require the U.S. to withdraw forces from the war until Congress authorizes further action. In the meantime, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal talking big, claiming the Republicans are once again blindly following Donald Trump.
Republicans are going to be held accountable now and in November for their unquestioning support for a war of impulse and illusion that is costing Americans literally billions of dollars.
Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall says the Democrats just don't get it.
I think we have to look at the long game here, that a nuclear-armed Iran would be a huge threat to the future of Americans. Could you imagine them having nuclear weapons as well as controlling the Strait of Hormuz? Gasoline would be $10 a gallon forever. So I know it's not easy, but I'm asking Americans to hang in there with us.
Good news for motorists all across the country. Treasury Secretary is predicting lower prices by the end of the summer. More on the story now from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Once the Strait of Hormuz is reopened, Scott Bessent believes gasoline will get cheaper.
I'm optimistic that sometime between June 20th and September 20th that we can have $3 gas again.
At a White House briefing, the Treasury Secretary was asked if people's tax refunds would go toward today's high gas prices.
Americans have more money. They can decide how they want to spend it.
AAA says gas prices are currently up about $1 a gallon over last year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Any idea how much your Bible costs?
According to a report of the New York Times, Americans are buying copies of the Scripture at an accelerated rate these days, and sales of expensive copies are surging. Retailers and collectors say Bibles costing up to $400 a piece have been flying off the shelves for several years now. What's particularly interesting about this trend is that it comes when a vast array of digital Bibles are easily available for download and use. Michael Harrington reporting.
Deadly attacks on Christians in Ethiopia spiking this year. Believers make up two-thirds of the population in Ethiopia, but the remaining one-third, Muslim, and radicalization is spreading in that community. Officials say families have lost loved ones and livelihoods have been disrupted. Scores of Christians killed, and attackers seem to be focusing now their attention on local Orthodox churches. This is SRN News. United States, not the only country where broadcasters are having a tough time. The BBC now eliminating jobs in order to cut costs. Mike Hempen reports.
The national broadcaster says it will cut up to 2,000 jobs to save 10% of its annual budget. That's the biggest cut at the BBC in more than a decade. Interim Director General Rodri Talfin-Davis says the reductions are due to inflation and economic pressures. The bulk of the cuts are to be made in the next fiscal year, beginning April 1st, 2027. The BBC is funded by an annual license fee, which recently rose to nearly $250, paid by all UK households who watch live television or any BBC content. I'm Mike Hempen.
South Carolina Senate approving a proposal to protect nearly every historic statue, monument, and building with no name changes. It had unanimous approval from the GOP. More details, srnnews.com.